This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. Governor Rick Scott has always had two themes he hammers away at, jobs and cutting taxes. But did he go a bit too far with this claim during a recent appearance in Tampa? We've cut taxes 75 times, cut $7.5 billion worth in taxes, and as a result, we've added over 1.3 million jobs, he said. Well, let's cut into that claim with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. So, Allison, 75 times sounds like a lot, even if he's only been in office for 7 years. You know, if my high school math is correct, that's more than 10 tax cuts a year. So what does your math say?
Well, there is a lot to unpack here. We did indeed receive a list of 82 tax cuts from the governor's office. I say tax cuts in air quotes. You can't see that, but it's a pretty loose definition of what's considered a tax cut. It counts annual sales tax holidays, reductions in fees, such as lowering the cost to obtain a concealed weapons permit, and just very specific targeted breaks. So your average Floridian, when they hear this, they might think, wow, that sounds great for me, but don't get too excited. These are really targeted breaks.
Now, they mostly affect businesses, right? These aren't tax cuts that are really aimed at the common people, using air quotes?
That's definitely a true statement to make. And we did talk to someone, Kurt Werner from Tax Watch, and he did point to several tax cuts that happened that do affect businesses greatly. So businesses did see quite a bit of breaks over the last couple of years.
You know, even so, there's a lot of debate whether tax cuts are really a factor in creating jobs. His last term did coincide with a huge rebound in the economy from the Great Recession, too.
Yeah, that's definitely a really important thing to note here if you're going to tie these tax cuts to job creation like Scott's doing here. It's really hard to determine an exact number, but Rick Scott took office not long after a severe recession bottomed out, and state economists actually predicted that the national economic recovery would mean 1 million new jobs for Florida by 2017, and that was before Scott was elected or ever cut a tax.
All right, moving on, let's talk about Chris King. He's a Democrat who wants to replace Scott in the governor's mansion. He said this during a recent forum hosted by the Florida Democratic Party.
Well, Hispanic entrepreneurs, those who have immigrated from Spanish-speaking countries, often start three times as many businesses as white males.
Well, Allison, three times, is that a valid claim?
It's mostly true. That's what we rated it. And there's definitely a lot of data that speaks to his point. So first things first, King's campaign clarified that he was referring to the rate of growth in these number of businesses started by these demographics, not the raw number of total businesses. But whether you're looking at just Hispanic immigrants or Hispanic entrepreneurs, King has a point. The overall trend that Hispanic-owned businesses are popping up faster than white non-Hispanic demographics is definitely correct.
I think there are several caveats here. I mean, first of all, he's talking about Hispanics in general, not just recent immigrants, and they could be, you know, in this country for 300 years. They could be any race as well, right?
Yeah, so white men, as tabulated by the Census Bureau, can include Hispanics who identify as white. That's because white is a race and Hispanic is an ethnicity. So there could be some double counting going on, but this doesn't really destroy King's point. And still, if you just look at the Hispanic growth rate for businesses from 2014 to 2015, it was still more than three times the growth rate for non-Hispanic white businesses opened by men and women.
And there's no comparison about the size either. We can be talking about something as small as a food stand compared to much larger businesses, right?
Yeah, that's correct as well. So everything we looked at in every possible scenario did support this notion that he's making.
All right, Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for cutting through the creative math.
Yeah, thank you for having me.